that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. Praise the Lord. I'm reminded also of a line in a German song. It says, Ich will anstatt an mich zu denken, ins Meer der Liebe mich versenken. You all understand that, of course. Yeah. Any Germans here? We're outnumbered. My goodness. It just briefly means that instead of thinking of myself, perhaps of my failures or even my accomplishments, that they're both apt to keep me from going on with the Lord, and that I should, the recommendation in that song is to just submerge myself in the ocean of the love of God. That's how the song goes. Just to be mindful of that thought that we have already heard about, that God loved us. You all know the Bible, you know the stories, you know John 3:16, and as Brother Ernie said, we get pretty familiar with all these things. But the Lord wants to make himself more real to us today. Did you know you folks are triplets, every one of you? You are three things. What we think of ourselves, we all have opinions of ourselves. If you were asked to make a list, maybe you should do that. Give it to me at lunchtime, what you think of yourself. A wonderful write-up that would be. What a list. My, I won't even go into it. I could imagine myself that I would say a lot of positive and nice things. That's number one. The second one is what other people think of you. Or me. You'd be surprised if they made a list of that and put it on the dining room table this noon. What other people think of me. I probably wouldn't eat. Terrible. I was at a wedding reception a few months ago. And there was a young lady sitting at the table there at the reception. And she said, "What's the matter, Brother John? You're not yourself today." I was being quiet and behaving. I was sitting between my wife and Ernie. And so, I don't tell you more. You know, I had to behave. But she thought I should be the life of the party. One of those bubbly ladies that teaches violin and different instruments and loves the Lord, and how we know each other from the family from way back. But she had an idea of, you know, what I should be. And I wasn't. And that was a disappointment. But you know what really counts is what the Lord thinks of me. That's number three. What the Lord thinks of me. What his desire is for me. If you take a look at, I'm going to just look at three, four scriptures quickly with us. I know that many others will want to glorify the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 17 and 18. Says, "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." He's the one that deserves the praise and the good compliments. "For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth." It's very important what the Lord thinks of me and what his desire is towards me. And we need to make a list of that. They're all in the Bible. And we can pray over them. In 1 Corinthians, going back a few pages into the first chapter, the 31st verse, the last verse of the chapter, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let us exalt the Lord. Let us honor him and give him the compliments and the praise and the worship that belong to him. exalt him. When we've been on the way a long time, sometimes we get in the way. But in the Lord, I believe I'm talking about, we kind of get an idea of how saintly we are. Oh, I had an object lesson I scribbled down the other day. I wrote down the word saint. Now, you scribes and Pharisees and scholars, I didn't do it. Yeah, it happened last night. We were rearranging the coals because they did that. We tried to put them back, and one of them came out here. And we tried to put out the carpet before we had a fire. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Saint. If you take away the S and put an apostrophe between the N and the T, what have you got? Ain't. We've got a scholar here. Ain't. You're going to give him a chocolate bar later, right? Tomorrow. We do that in Canarsie. You ain't. I ain't. Got to put that S back there and keep it there. Let the Lord keep it there. Perfected in him. We'll take a look at a verse or two in just Jeremiah 9, going over to the Old Testament. Major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. Verses 23 and 24. Praise the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Oh, but that was number one on my list. I'm wiser than anyone else. Or more handsome, or more pretty, or whatever. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. You know how saturated the world is in some of these things, and in the church too. Lord, help us. But we have the answer. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. It's the Lord. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. In these things I delight, saith the Lord. Does it concern me that I pay attention to what delights the Lord? What is it that I want to do every day? Will it please the Lord? Will the Lord be happy? When we have children, we want to make them happy. When we have grandchildren, we want to make them more happy. Don't we? Any grandparents here? Yeah, there's a guilty one there. We want to make them very happy. Let's make Jesus happy. I delight in the things that I delight, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. And just one little illustration in 1 Samuel, where Goliath thought a lot of himself. 1 Samuel 17. Verses 43 through 46. Now Philistine said unto David, now you all know about David and the giant killer, but he says to David, am I a dog? Is that what you think of me, David? David made a list too. That you come to me with staves in a slingshot. The Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give you thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, and he had another idea. Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear. That's what we do sometimes in our Christian experience and warfare. We come in our own strength. But what happened here? David had his sights on someone else and something else. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. That's important. I come in the name of the Lord of hosts against the enemy, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. When I look into the Bible stories, sometimes I see that the Lord doesn't like to be challenged by anyone. Some of these foreign kings, when they begin to tell everyone the opinion they have of themselves, how mighty they are, but then they make a mistake and they talk about the God of Israel. And I always say, uh-oh, he done it again. And there's a devastation then after that to those that utter such attitudes and things against the Lord God. We want to humble ourselves this morning as we have and give credit to the Lord for what he has done and just commit ourselves into that ocean of the love of God, that God will work out his desire in each one of us. God bless you.
Number one. If you'd like to stand as we sing,
offering.
Thank you.
make our boast in thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. We glory in you, Lord. We glory in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sense the glory of His presence in this place this morning at the very beginning of the meeting.
Yes.
At the beginning of camp season. This, for me, this is the beginning of camp season. I know it doesn't start till July or whatever. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you this morning. And as we put our trust and our faith in the Lord, the pilgrim camp is always going to be filled with the holiness of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. I will pour water on him who is thirsty. That throughout this summer,
yes, Lord,
those who come to this camp,
hallelujah,
might come seeking you.
Yes.
Lord, before everything else and anyone else,
hallelujah,
we pray that it might be in the hearts, especially of the staff,
yes,
and the guests,
hallelujah,
the campers, Lord, that we might seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord.
Yes.
And as we seek you, we find you. As we search for you with our whole heart, you will be found of us, Lord. You will pour water on those who are thirsty. Floods upon the dry ground. And as Brother Bob has said, Lord, let this be the beginning of a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost throughout this whole season, day by day by day. Oh, dear Lord, we call upon you on behalf of the camp this year, Lord, that there will be a move of God as never before. Lord, it does get better. There is an increase until that day. And we pray that we might be in that place to receive that which you are bringing and doing and giving. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grant it, Lord. Pour out of your Spirit upon us, Lord. Seek you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Grant it, O Lord. Grant it, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Breathe on us, Lord.
Hallelujah. Holy
Spirit.
Ever springing bread of life, so rich and free.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Lord. Wonderful, Jesus.